Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on the day Russell Martin is appointed Rangers head coach. The former Southampton boss has signed a three-year deal to take over at Ibrox. He addressed the media today and says he's ready to prove the doubters wrong. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio for the next 2 hours is Marvin Bartley and Gordon DL.
Well, it's certainly been a long wait, especially for everyone concerned with the Rangers. The takeover was exciting. Then it was the next case of who's got to be the next manager / head coach. And we got the answer today, Russell Martin, a three-year deal. It's been received with mixed views, we've got to say. I was on the show on Tuesday and there was a few Rangers fans on here hoping that that wouldn't go through. I wonder how they feel now. Whether you think it's the right man or not, for me personally, when the three categories of Gerrard, Ancelotti and Martin come out, probably have been my number third choice, but he's in the building now, and I think you've got to be fair to him. I think if you're a Rangers supporter, whether you agree with the appointment or not, you've just got to go along there and give him every support and see what he can bring to the club.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think, you know, Russell Martin going in there, a lot of fans do seem underwhelmed with it. But as a manager, he'll know that. You know, you're never going to be everyone's cup of tea. At the end of the day, he's gone through the interview process. He's been chosen, whether it's one, two or three. He's now in the job and he'll want to prove people wrong. You know, ultimately, that's always going to happen. Whatever job I imagine he's ever been in, and any manager goes into any job, you're not going to have 100% of the fan base. Yes, he'd have wanted it slightly higher than he has now in terms of percentages. But like you said, you win games of football, you convince people that you're the right man.
We knew this was in the post for the past couple of days. The last couple of shows have all about, you know, gearing towards Russell Martin getting the job. It then happened all pretty quickly this morning, an 8 o'clock announcement from Rangers, then an 11 o'clock press conference as well. So Rangers fans have heard what he's had to say. It'll be interesting to get the view from Rangers fans, maybe ones that weren't feeling so positive about it, to see if that opinion is maybe changed after hearing him.
Yeah, and just listen to Russell Martin this morning, as you say, this afternoon in his press conference. He's well aware of he's not got the backing of every Rangers supporter, because he does say that, you know, he's going to go out there and prove he is the right man for a job. And I think that's what you've got to go out and say. You've got to back your own ability. Obviously, the two lads, Thewell and Stewart, that were sitting either side of him, were talking very highly, saying, look, he was always going to be our number one. We've heard that a million times. But look, he's in the building now, and there's nothing he can do. He's been given a three-year contract. He will be backed. It'll be interesting the style of football he brings. It'll be interesting the players that he brings in. He's obviously named a couple of his coaching staff already. So it was important for Rangers after the takeover. They had to get someone in charge. They had to start preparing for a new season. That's all in place now. Let's see where it takes us.
Well, normally when we go into the summer mode of the show, we're only on for the 1 hour. But when there's big news like this, there's going to be so many opinions out there. So we are on for the full 2 hours tonight. Two pundits, get your calls in. 0141 951 1025. Let's go straight to the phones. Jack is a Rangers fan in Hart Hill. Jack, how are you feeling?
Evening, guys. Daz, Marv, Andrew, how about you?
Hi, Jack.
You all right, buddy?
course I'm a Rangers fan to heart, I'll admit to be. But just when I'm hearing or reading the day and after Russell Martin's appointment, just my point is, it echoes kind of what the guys are saying. I'm just sick of the negativity around sections of the support. We could have got, you know, you could have got Pep Guardiola in there and there were Rangers fans cracking up over something. If you're a supporter, support the club, and that includes supporting the manager. And I think just a lot of this, and I maybe sound a bit older here, but this entitled young team that seem to be supporting their club that need to put the PlayStation down and get the reality. Martin's went through a recruitment process. He's obviously impressed, and he's been hired on merit. He's not been hired because, you know, because the other two dropped out or whatever. My point is, just get behind him. And I think that the fans that are negative about him, you know, you go and do the business, you beat Celtic in the first Old Firm game, and they'll start to turn. But I just think the reaction with some fans is just leaving me bewildered. It's absolute nuts.
Well, certainly some of the negative voices that we've heard over the past couple of days hasn't just been younger supporters, there's been older supporters as well that maybe are feeling negatively towards it. Some of that is down to his track record, maybe the clubs he's managed, that his record at Southampton, particularly in the Premier League. Do you see why there's a negativity from some fans, Jack?
Premier League, right? Now, it's you know, the self-proclaimed best league in the world, and you know, it's much higher standard than us up here. Now, to be fair to him, he had a mixed bag, right? Now, people keep going on about the 16-game losing streak and all that carry-on. He took a team and arguably the most competitive league in England and Europe in the Championship. There's a lot more games. It's a lot more, you know, it's not just the top five. Anybody in there can win that. And he's done well with that. And I would say that our level is on a par with the Championship. And that's our push, to be honest. So I think the negativity, it's uncalled for. The guy's young. He's a young manager. And remember, some of these guys that were negative about this, we're wanting an untested guy who'd never managed because his name was Ancelotti. And to me, that was ringing more alarm bells than anything else. I probably contradict myself with my point, but I'd rather have somebody in who actually knows how to manage a team and how to actually have a successful team. That's my point anyway.
Marvin, we've not had you on in the past couple of nights when it's looked certain that it's going to be Russell Martin. What do you make of the appointment? What do you make of his track record at the three clubs he's been at previously?
Well, ultimately, I think Rangers have looked for a manager with a style of play. I think we spoke about Clement a lot, and that was missing from the football club. So, you know, in terms of Russell Martin, he definitely has that, whether you agree with it or disagree with it. He definitely has a style of play, and I'm sure he'll, you know, adjust that slightly now being up at Rangers. You know, Jack's saying there, he got Southampton promoted out of the Championship, which was kind of his remit, you know, to get them back to the Premier League. And then people were saying about his style of play, should have changed it in the Premier League, but Southampton ended up going down anyway. I think he would have learned a lot from that, though, and he'll slightly change that now at Rangers. Again, you know, I agree with Gordon. Did I think he would get the job when all the names were coming out? No, but ultimately he's in there now. I think if the structure's right, you know, and he gets to go and coach the players and they bring in the right players for him, Rangers would definitely be better this season than they were last season. I know some people say that that's not hard to do, but they'll have a definite identity about themselves. I think that's something that's been missing from Rangers Football Club for a little while now.
Yeah, it's something that he is very specific about. We've heard it in previous interviews that he's done. He talked about it quite a lot today, was his specific style of play. Mm. It has been something that's been, you know, labelled and criticised for previous Rangers managers, that Rangers fans were turning up and not really knowing what they were going to see from their team. They couldn't really pick out a discernible style of play, certainly from, you know, Russell Martin's previous teams and the way he talks. That should be different under him.
Yeah, but it was interesting today when he was talking. I think he gets the club because he's been at the club before and on loan as a player. He knows the club, he knows the expectations, he knows where the club have been, he knows where the supporters now want to go. They want to be challenging Celtic every year. And it was interesting that he sort of went away from that style of play to, I want to be winning games. And I think that's what the Rangers fans want to hear. But as much as you want to win games, which is the end result, you've got to do it in style if you're at Rangers and Celtic. It's as simple as that. It comes hand in hand. Rangers fans want to go along there. They're looking at a new takeover. They're looking at new investment, looking at new manager. They'll be sitting there saying, right, OK, win games, But we want to win them in style. We want to be looking good. Want to be entertained. And that's what football's all about. So I think he gets that. I think he realises that now. He's in a big club. It's a massive job. And I keep saying it, and I said it on Tuesday as well. As much as it's not everybody's first choice, and I don't believe for a minute the Rangers sat there and said that, yeah, he was always our number one choice. I don't think that was the case. But that happens with lots of clubs. It's not just Rangers. You've got to get behind him. You've got to support him and give him a chance and an opportunity before you criticise him.
Well, let's hear from Russell Martin talking about his style of play. He says he wants to avoid the obsession about his possession-based style and simply focus on winning games.
You manage three clubs that seem to look really different, all with the same concept of the game, to try and be the aggressor with the ball and without it. Because you can't have one without the other. They've all played different formations, different shapes, different personnel, different people making up different positions in terms of what they have. So we are here to win, and we'll do that in the best way we possibly can. Well, I think is to win trophies, is to build a culture at the training ground and here that we are proud of, and that people can feel when they come in the building, and that the ownership want to feel when they come into the building. An environment of hard work, but of honesty, of openness, inside and outside of the building. Be really aggressive, really intense, really passionate, really hard working. I know the expectation here is to win, and we want to do that, and we want to do it in a way that is aligned with all of us, how we want to feel about the team and how we think Rangers fans want to feel about their team, and that's what's really exciting.
Colin is in Cumbernauld. Colin, how are you feeling about the appointment?
I'm absolutely disgusted, if I'm honest with you. He sounds as though he's won the lottery, and he has. For him to get that job, Barry Ferguson must be raging. He must be absolutely raging. What is the point of putting Barry Ferguson out of the management role and bringing in somebody like that? And I'm not talking about Ancelotti. I couldn't care about Ancelotti.
Did you think it worked under Barry Ferguson?
Sorry?
Did you think it worked under Barry Ferguson, the spell he had towards the end of the season?
Well, we're going to have new players, aren't we? Everybody was involved. And that side of things, it wasn't going to be any better or worse than Russell Martin. I mean, what's Russell Martin going to bring? His track record is absolutely shocking, really. Who's he going to do in Europe? He's never even had to think about that. How's he going to set us up in Europe? He's not got a culture about him that's going to kind of take him down that road and be able to set the team up properly. There's one job to do. One job, and that was pick the right guy. And they couldn't. It's like Man United. We just, over and over and over again, pick the wrong people all the time. And I just don't understand what the rush was.
Who would you have picked?
Who would I have picked?
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends who was in the frame. Like you, I don't agree with you very often, Gordon.
Well, thank you.
But I'd agree with you, with Ancelotti. I agreed with every word you said. Somebody in the training pitch is going to get found out pretty quickly. That was your words. If these kind of guys, you know, can suss out that he doesn't know what he's all about. And I think that was spot on. Somebody of that ilk that is going to...
Is there not still a big risk there, Colin, that he's never been a manager in his own right? I know he's worked at big clubs under, you know, his dad, who is, you know, a legend. He's won so much. But is there not a big element of risk if he's never been a manager in his own right? Does that make it any, you know, better or worse than Russell Martin coming in who has done that?
No, I think because he had already had that kind of grounding. And the other thing is, what did Gerrard have? Gerrard had a wee book of people that he knew, because people will come and want to develop under Steven Gerrard. Who's going to sign for the club, a young guy, want to develop under Russell Martin?
Why would they not, though? Russell Martin has at least managed before. Steven Gerrard hadn't managed before. He was in a Liverpool academy. Russell Martin's won promotion from the Championship. He's managed at MK Dons. He's managed at Swansea. So in terms of players wanting to come in, if Steven Gerrard, forget about the names, you know, you're looking at someone who's managed before and got promotion from the Championship and sold players on and played parts in players being developed. And yeah, Steven Gerrard, yes, a fantastic footballer, a huge name. But in terms of his management credentials, he had none. He was in Liverpool academy.
But what I've seen all the way through, and the reason that he got the time that he did, and I was on this show year after year saying it, even when Celtic had won the league and all the votes about, you know, calling the league at the time, I phoned up here and I said, "Don't panic, guys, because a lot of good stuff's happening at Ibrox. You could see it. coming. You could see the progression year after year after year.
But Russell Martin's not had an opportunity to do that, and you're writing him off, though. That's the thing. We're writing somebody off who's managed before, ultimately, because we don't think he's a big name. And then we're saying Ancelotti, who's never managed anyone before, who's younger than Russell Martin, would have been a better option. Why? What proof have we got? You know, what are the facts in front of us to say that Ancelotti would have been a better option than Russell Martin?
Right, well, I'll tell you this. He'll not be in place by Christmas.
Yeah, but why?
Come on that show often. Because he's going to be a disaster, that's why. Because he's not got the credentials that we need. We've got a well-set-up, well-established Celtic team that's obviously going to strengthen as well. They've got an identity. They know the system that they play. The players know the system inside.
Is that not what Russell Martin was saying today, though? That's exactly what he's going to try and instill into this Rangers side. Absolutely. He's got a specific style of play that he wants to play. He's going to get that across to the players. Do you not want to give him the chance to do that?
I've no choice. I'm going to have to. I've got season tickets and I'm a lifelong Rangers fan, so what choice do I have? But I think it's a disaster. I think there'll be change again. And again, players out the door again. Another title to Celtic again. More, you know, where are we going to go for here? I thought new owners that are going to spend serious money would have thought a lot longer and a lot harder than this. I think he's just caught the attention of somebody down in England because of the Leeds connection. Somebody's thought, he's done a good job here, or some other reason. It just seems to me that they've not really, I don't know, took it seriously enough in terms of, I had to be the right person.
There was a lot of talk today, Patrick Stewart and Kevin Thelwell, Russell Martin mentioned it as well, talking about how rigorous the interview process was and how many times they had to speak and that they did, you know, so much due diligence to make sure that they got it. Certainly, and they can say whatever they want, might not be true, but certainly if you take it at face value, you know, people were saying, why haven't Rangers got a manager in yet? They said they wanted to all do it in the right order, make sure that they got the right person in time. Certainly they'll feel as if that process, whether it works out or not, Russell Martin might not turn out to be the right man, but they will feel that they've gone through the right process.
Yeah, but it didn't add up for me, right? Because if the Rangers board were saying that Russell Martin was their number one choice, Russell Martin saying Rangers was the only job I wanted, why has it taken so long, right? I know that it takes a little longer nowadays because obviously you've got to make sure the contract's correct and the everything, you know, where the club want to go, your budgets, what the situation is, who picks the players, how you're going to go. So I totally take all that on board. But if Russell Martin wanted to come at Rangers, only job he wanted, and the Rangers board wanted him, the only manager that they wanted, this would have been done for me a couple of weeks ago, right? Simple as that. But that's not to say that they haven't through the right procedure. They've looked to one or two managers, coaches. Where I see, I think there's a lot of Rangers fans tonight like Colin, right? I really do. And I can understand that. I will back the manager, because I think every person that walks in to a job, whether they've had a good time at their last club or a bad time, whatever, deserves an opportunity to show what he's capable of, right? I would just be a little bit disappointed because I thought Rangers had a great opportunity with the new owners to come in to get down a different path for me, right? Think outside the box. Because what you're really doing is you're sticking Russell...
But if he's the unpopular choice... Is that maybe not thinking outside the box? If he's the man that the supporters don't want, he's not the obvious choice. Maybe that is their way of thinking outside the box, because they're maybe not holding the same view as some of the supporters.
Or you turn around and you say, well, Steven Gerrard's already said that, you know, he wasn't going to come. Ancelotti, for me, was the right one for me, right? I know it's a chance. Everybody goes, oh, he's no managed, right? But if you're going to go down a different avenue, you're going to bring in players to make them better. And I keep going back to the guy across the city, Brendan Rodgers, Matty Riley's, he's improved mostly Celtic players. You need a very, very top coach. Not saying anything against Russell Martin. This guy's worked to the highest level. He's thinking out the box. Basically, what Rangers have done tonight is they put a manager up, Russell Martin, against a manager, Brendan Rodgers. So it's the same Clement against Brendan Rodgers, Beal against people. Right, so how many times has Brendan Rodgers seen these guys away? So for me, I would have been thinking outside the box a little bit and going with something different to excite the fans. Because right now, Russell Martin, and we hear it, not me, is not exciting the Rangers fans.
Is it about exciting the fans, though, if they feel it's the right appointment?
Look, we'll sit here in 6 months and probably discuss this and say, oh, it was a brilliant bit of business from Rangers. I just think they leave themselves home. I keep going back to it. If Russell Martin and Brendan Rodgers go for an interview for tomorrow for another job, who's getting the job? So for me, I think you've got to, if you've come in with a new investment and you're coming in with new ideas, I don't think you just come in with the same, right, we'll put a manager against a manager who I think everybody would have picked Brendan Rodgers. I would have liked to see Rangers thinking outside the box, different era, get the fans excited. This guy has worked at the top level with world-class players, but they've obviously decided to go down with the, right, OK, he's managed before. And I don't agree with what Colin said, he's been a disaster. Look, he got Southampton, Marv's right, he got Southampton promoted in one of the biggest games in world football. It costs that much money, the rewards to it. He played Gustav at Swansea. He started his career at MK Dons, right? Everybody looks at his win percentage. But that one percentage, you're going into the Premier League with a weakened squad with Southampton. So you're going to lose a lot of games. Look at Spurs. They won a European trophy and finished way down the league this year. So it shows you with the squad that they've got. So as much as me personally, it's only my personal point of view, I'd have liked to see them go a different route, right? Just to mix up a little bit. But you've got to give the guy a chance.
Well, thank you to Colin, 01419511025. You could be up next.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Marvin Bartley here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. And we are here for the full 2 hours because Russell Martin is officially the new Rangers head coach. He has signed a 3-year deal today. So get your calls in 0141-951-1025. William is a Rangers fan in Alloa. William, are you happy or not with the appointment?
Hi guys, I really don't know what to make of it, but just some first impressions. I don't recognise this Rangers. I'm wondering if this is woke Rangers, and my first hunch is to say, go woke, go broke. I mean, what we heard today was that he's not the new manager, he's the head coach. And he's not the head coach of Rangers, he's the head coach of the Rangers men's team. So people don't really like change. We're seeing change, and I'm really not sure about it. As someone who's watched Rangers my whole life, my intuition would be say, this is not what we need. And one of the things that I heard from the CEO is that there needs to be a Rangers playing identity. Well, there's been an identity, at least there was. The identity was that Rangers is about winning. And I'd love to see Rangers sign two horrible centre-backs. I'd love them to sign an Ian Ferguson, Reno Gattuso in the centre of midfield who's going to bully people and everyone's going to hate to play against Rangers. To me, that's Rangers. Sometimes it's anti-football, as Messi said when he played Rangers in the Champions League. It's about winning. And so things are changing, and I'm not sure they're changing for the better, but I'm going to just watch on with my arms crossed and we'll see what happens. I could be wrong.
I'm surprised. I wasn't expecting a call taking issue that Russell Martin was in charge of the Rangers men's team. I think that's just what has happened. But yeah, look, the structure around Rangers has changed. The 49ers, the Enterprises have come in with Andrew Kavanagh. Rangers have been very specific about calling him a head coach. Mm-hmm. And it's been in every single press release. It was talked about today at the press conference. It's very specific, and it's how quite a lot of modern clubs work now, Marvin, isn't it?
Yeah, it is the way the modern clubs work. And, you know, the day of appointing managers, I think, have gone. Russell Martin, for me, being a head coach works a lot better for him than being a manager. We always spoke about Rangers lacking a structure. The fans were calling up over the last, you know, year to 18 months saying, you know, behind the scenes things were a shambles. Now the club put things in place and all of a sudden they're being called woke, which is kind of confusing. But anyway, they need that structure in place because ultimately it hasn't been there. So the 49ers have came in, they've realised what they need to do behind the scenes, they've got that right. Now they believe they've got the right head coach to allow them to go forward, which is Russell Martin. Whether we agree or disagree with it, we still have to give him time to see how he goes. So they're trying to do things in the right way. They're trying to do things their own way. And this is where they're at this moment in time. You know, Gordon said it earlier, is it the one that the fans wanted? No. But ultimately, the people behind the scenes see him as the best person that was available to them at this moment in time to help take the club forward. So, you know, he's been in post, what, 9 hours or so, and he's been written off by absolutely everyone already, which is a worrying sign. But as he said in his press conference, he's out there to prove people wrong.
Putting that structure in place, having a sporting director, putting a new technical director in there, having Russell Martin as the head coach, is that about trying to protect the sort of long-term sustainability that there will be moving parts? Head coaches will come and go, players will come and go, but trying to make sure that the club are all moving in the one direction aside from that, so that there isn't so much upheaval. You look at what happened a couple of summers ago. Michael Beale was essentially just given the transfer budget to sign whatever players he wanted. That didn't work. All of a sudden, you've got a team full of players that supporters don't think are good enough. You've got a manager, head coach that fans don't think are good enough. Is it trying to protect against that type of thing happening?
I think Rangers are structure-wise are going about it the right way. I think everything in a football club that's successful has got to work top to bottom and everybody singing off the same hymn page. It's as simple as that. You can't have individuals going their separate ways and want to do this and what. Everybody's got to do the same thing, have the same focus and the same aim. So whether he's been brought in just to do, as we were saying, the head coach, the sporting directors brings the players in, he's got to be part of that. That relationship has got to be really strong. If this is going to work and that's the way they're going to structure it, that relationship is so, so important, because Russell Martin has got to have a big, big say in that with the sporting director to sit down, identify targets, the right targets, both happy in the way they're going forward. And then that's a better chance of the full system working.
Kevin Thewell did say that today, that essentially that is how recruitment is going to work. It will be a team effort. He said that he's never worked at a club where, you know, a player will sign without the approval of the head coach. So Russell Martin will have a big say in that. How important is that, especially when Russell Martin has this distinct style of play? There will be certain types of players and profiles that he wants. It must be so important that he gets, you know, a big say in that.
Yeah, it's massively important. But the club have brought Russell Martin in because he fits their style of play. Not that they need to fit Russell Martin's style of play. So the way that he plays a game ultimately fits what Rangers want to do. So when you talk about a structure, all the people behind the scenes, the people who can be signing the players, the technical director, the sporting director, that's the way they see the game. So they're aligned with that. So ultimately, the players that they'll want to bring in, Russell Martin might say, I fancy that player more than that one, but they'll be the right sorts of players. And as Gordon said there, if Russell Martin is to move on, a new manager will come in and he will have to fit in with Rangers' style of play. Far too many transfer winners have gone by where Rangers are signing players. You spoke about it there in terms of Bill, you know, spent a lot of money. And then the next manager comes in and says, I don't want that player. I don't want that player. I don't want that player. So they're wasting an awful lot of money. They talk about this player trading model. For that to work, everything has to be right behind the scenes. And it hasn't been up to this point. It now seems that they're getting it all right. They're getting the structure right. And again, they're bringing the players that fit Rangers Football Club, not that fits the manager who's in the dugout at that moment in time.
Well, that was William. Let's speak to John, who is, what it says normally from Maryhill, it says you're in Corfu, John.
Hi, good evening, guys. Thanks for taking the call. We're 2 hours ahead here. So, look, I was sitting at a pool drinking some pina coladas and asking...
Come on, John.
The DJ was playing cool music, so I asked him to do a bit of a mix for Tina Turner here. So, no, look, the reason I'm on the phone is... I'm on holiday. Look, we need to give the guy a break. We need to give Rangers a break. Everybody needs to get behind the club, support the process, see where we go. It is a gamble, but let's all get behind the manager, behind the backing, behind the Americans, behind all the money that we're going to put in. We should be able to move forward and give us a break and let us support the guy and see what he's got to offer. And all the Rangers fans out there might turn and say, I'm talking nonsense or I'm this and I'm that. Let's just support the process. We've been negative for too many years. Let's try and be upbeat and let's support the guy.
So that's that was my point, basically.
I talked about this with Ross McCormack last night, in that if there are an element of the Rangers support, if it is a bigger percentage that aren't, you know, having this appointment, they aren't a fan of Russell Martin, does that make it tougher for him in the early stages of his Rangers career, if he's trying to work things out and get it right, if there's already a negative perception of him, can that work even further against him?
Yeah, because he's not starting from a level playing field. So of course, you know, if you're starting from a negative position, then the patience in terms of the fans and what they're seeing, you know, is going to be pretty thin. But clearly the people in the club are the important ones, in terms of, you know, they sack him or they keep him as manager and they believe in what he's doing. Ultimately, anyone who came into Rangers Football Club, you have to win. You know, you understand that. Doesn't matter. The season starts, you have to win. You know, you go into the first game against Celtic, they'll be expecting to win that. So it's about a good start. So all the people now who are questioning what he's doing, ultimately, they'll reserve judgment until, you know, you get through those first games or the first round of fixtures. And if he's done well enough, they'll be like, do you know what? Hold my hands up. I was wrong. I get at this moment in time, they wanted a bigger name because they had the buyout from the 49ers. But they've got Russell Martin. There's no doubt about it. The people are being negative today, I'm sure, when they go into Ibrox and they're supporting their club, you know, they'll be cheering on regardless who the manager is, because they're Rangers fans.
How many times did we sit in this programme and take call after call when Brendan Rodgers come back to Celtic fans didn't want him? Brendan Rodgers, a hero in the eyes of the Celtic fans. Marvin's right, got to give him an opportunity. Yes, he starts the season under a little bit more pressure than probably a usual Rangers manager. He's got to hit the ground running, but he can turn this round, and it's simple. Win games. And if you win games, fans will support you. It's as simple and straightforward as that. I can't believe, for the first time in my life, I'm jealous of John and Mary Hill. Not for a pina colada, it's the fact that he's 2 hours in front, I'd be finished.
John, you said, you know, you want the fans to give Russell Martin time. Is he the appointment you would have wanted?
To be all fairness, right, I'm not going to come on the phone and tell lies. Probably not the appointment. I know it was all over the place. God knows what was going on in the background with Rangers and the appointment. He's the guy that's come in. He might have a bit of pull. He comes across very well. He's very well spoken. He's got a great probably knowledge of the game. He's played at Rangers. He's played down south. He might have a lot of pull in regarding players that he can bring in to Rangers. Maybe know a lot of cost that he could get loan players in, etc. But look, they're going to be positive. No, it's not the first choice. And probably maybe 85%, 90%, it's not the first choice. But as I say, we're going to give the guy the backing, get everybody back into Ibrox at the start of the season, full seats, and let's take it for there. And just to, on that note, guys, I'm going to go because the wife's giving me the eye and I'm going to get my pina colada.
I'm glad
he sees a drink. Gives me the eye, I'm no drinking.
Thank you to John, enjoy your night. David in Cumbernauld, what are you thinking?
I'm just very unimpressed by this appointment. It just seems another kind of Mark Warburton-esque appointment to me. The guy's no won anything. He's got a 39% win rate. It just all screams that like very middle of the road, uninspired for me.
Between the tree and the platform. Oh, I think you're
trying to. Oh, you bought your ticket.
That's the harsh reality. John was having a pina colada there in Corfu, and David's in his commute in Cumbernauld, waiting for the train. But David is unimpressed. Can you see the fact that does it seem like a big jump going from the likes of MK Dons and Swansea, and then last season fighting against relegation? You know, a limp fight against relegation, really, with Southampton, to then going into Rangers, where you're expected to win, you know, every single game as Rangers manager. Is that a big mentality shift? Is that something that he's going to have to really get used to?
Oh, yeah, he'll know that. He'll know that because he's been at the club. I think he was there, 15 games, 16 games or something like that. He knows the expectations of the club. He knows the size of the club. He'll have sat there and watched the club being dominated by Celtic over the years gone by. So he'll know how much it means to these Rangers supporters. I'm not getting too carried away with win percentages, right? I think we're being a little bit unfair in them there. If you look at MK Dons and Swansea, they're in big Leeds Championship, for instance, with Swansea as well. He did win something. He won the playoff, which was one of the biggest games in football, to beat Leeds and get into the Premier League, because the rewards for that Southampton were incredible. When he got in
there might be an argument to say should he have gone up automatically with the Southampton side he had that had just been relegated to the Premier League?
I'll tell you what, you ask any big teams that have been in the Premier League and get big names and been in Europe, if they get in the Championship, to get back out it, would winning the playoff be brilliant for them? 100%. Because the aim was quite simple at the beginning of the season, get us back into the Premier League. And that's what he achieved. So whether it's automatic or through the playoffs, it doesn't matter, he achieved it. But when he got there, he fell short. And you can do that because you look at the teams, you look at the finances that other teams have got in there. So all of a sudden, of 15, 16 games, he fell short. And obviously his percentages come well down because of that. Look, I'm not saying he was my ideal choice if I was sitting a season ticket holder now. But I totally agree with what Marv and Marcel are trying to put out here. You can't just blast it. The guy has been picked for a reason from the board. You've got to, as Marv says, trust in the process. It might not happen, but there might be something round the corner in 6 months' time, Rangers fans on here saying, hands up, I got this totally wrong. Every manager that comes into Ibrox or any other club is a gamble. It's as simple as that. You never know how it's going to go.
Well, thank you to David, 01419511025, to get your calls in. But let me tell you about this while you do that. You'll want to hear this as well, because tomorrow could be the day your bank balance changes forever. Enter Make Me A Winner now and you could be starting the weekend with more than £500,000 in your bank account. It's so easy to enter, so do it now, and tomorrow you could win £536,000. To get a huge 100 entries into the draw, text BANK to 61025. Texts are £10 plus your standard network rate. For one entry, text YES to 61025. Texts are £250 plus your standard network rate. Or call 03434 269 340. Calls are charged at the standard rate as well. It's over 18s only. All the rules for this Rail Network competition are at makemeawinner.co.uk. Lines close at 5 p.m. tomorrow. All you need to do is answer your phone if we call you, and £536,000 will hit your bank account right after the call. So for your chance to win £536,000, text YES to 61025 now.
Taking your calls on Scottish football, 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
A busy night on Clyde One Super Scoreboard, and we're taking your calls all the way through until 8 o'clock because Russell Martin is officially the new Rangers head coach after signing a 3-year deal today. Let's hear a bit more from him, shall we? He's talking about competing for silverware. He says he hasn't set any official targets or hasn't been given any official targets, but it's just all about winning.
I think we're confident we can have a team that is better, gets more points, wins more games and competes, yeah, really competes to win trophies. So I'm not going to sit up here and make any promises, so I don't think it helps anyone, but the promise I will give is we are going to be all in to make this club and the team better amidst a fresh start with fresh energy and new energy, and I think it's a really exciting time.
I think that was the sort of media-trained answer from Russell Martin there, because he was asked a couple of times about, you know, immediate success, winning silverware this season. What does success look like this season? And a lot of his answers were just about generally turning Rangers into a winning team. Probably not smart if a manager comes in and tries to make promises straight away of what they should be winning in their first season.
No, exactly that, because, you know, every word that he says, people will be listening to, and then, you know, tomorrow's headlines will be, you know, Russell Martin promises, you know, treble or something like that. But ultimately, like you said there, it's about winning games of football. And if you win games of football, you win silverware. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to work that out. So he understands the pressures, as we said. You know, Rangers have to be a lot closer to Celtic in terms of the league, and they need to win a cup. They need to do something, and he'll realise that. He's going to be handed a transfer kitty as well to go out and get the players that he wants. He just said it there, you know, he expects Rangers to be better than they were last season, to pick up more points. And, you know, doing those two things hand in hand will mean that they're closer to Celtic. But, yeah, they definitely need to win something. They can't go another season, you know, without winning the trophy.
I would have went down a different route if I was him. I'd have come out more confident. I'd have said, yeah, we've got to win trophies. And we're going to win them this year. I look at Ange Postecoglou. I admired that. Best statement ever, right? Look, I'm not saying come out, as Marv says, and say, oh, we're going to win the treble. That ain't going to happen. But I would have liked to listen to the Rangers manager coming in there with the new backing and saying, we're going to win a trophy this year. We're going to have silverware. Because let's be honest, right? Going by the calls tonight and the reaction, if he doesn't win silverware, he ain't going to be sitting there next year.
You then kind of set yourself up for a fall though, don't
you? But you're going to get a fall anyway. If you don't win a trophy, if you're telling me Russell Martin goes this season and doesn't win silverware, he's still got to be the Rangers manager next year. That ain't going to happen because he's already in his back, the back foot. He needs a good start. He needs to kick on. He needs to get a style of play in. He's got to get good players in. He's got to get that good feel factor back at Rangers, that winning mentality. Teams are sort of a respectful of turning up at Ibrox instead of Barry Ferguson, Rangers legend, turning around and says, teams aren't frightened of Rangers anymore, right? He's got to try and get that back. So for me, if I'm looking at it knowing, and he's not, listen, he's a very clever individual, talks brilliantly. He knows that he will not last one season if he doesn't pick up silverware. So
if he comes out and says that, though, in terms of, you know, we're definitely going to win silverware in this first season and has the same start he did at Southampton, I think the first 10 games, he really struggled, he didn't win a game. Ultimately, at the end of the season, he got them promoted and they won the championship. But I think if you come out and make those statements straight away and you do have a bad start, listen, I know Southampton Rangers, two totally different football clubs. All of a sudden, as Andrew's saying, the pressure's massively upon him.
Will he still be the manager of Rangers if he doesn't win silverware next year? There you go.
I suppose there are so many different scenarios that you cannot win silverware. It sounds like a bit of a stupid statement, but you could get to two cup finals, lose them both on penalties, lose the league in the last day of the season, or you could be 20 points like behind in the league and you could get knocked out by lower league opposition in both cups.
I don't care where he is. I really don't. I will shot down in flames if I'm wrong here. If Russell Martin, and you've heard the reaction of the Rangers supporters already saying it's the wrong appointment, I don't care what he does. If he doesn't put silverware in the trophy cabinet next year, my personal opinion, I don't think he'll be in the position.
0141 951 1025 on the phones. Lorraine is a Rangers fan in Kilmarnock. Lorraine, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. Thank you. What are you thinking about Russell Martin as a new head coach?
First off, Dazzler, that's a nonsense that you've just spoke there. Normally I think you talk sense, but that was an absolute nonsense. You can't expect him to come out in his first presser and be that bold, especially with the reaction.
It's like, not bold, it's confidence. Confidence in your own ability. Ange Postecoglou was confident in his ability. Why not? What's up with someone coming out?
He had that track record to back it up, though. He was saying he always wins something in his second season, which he did always win something in his second season, and he did it again.
Listen, Russell Martin's up here. He's going to get backed with the new owners, everything coming in. All I'm saying is there would be nothing wrong with it because deep down inside, and Lorraine will probably be one, if Russell Martin doesn't win silverware next year, they're going to be calling for his head.
Wrong, mate, because that's not the type of fan that I am. Like, I understand the bigger process where we are at Rangers, and I think for me that's a lot of the problem now. Fans still think we are like the Rangers team, the Rangers, the club, the massive pool that we used to have. We're a team that's not won anything apart from a League Cup in what, 10, 12 years. We're a team or a club that's been an absolute riot in the boardroom, on the pitch, every which direction for years and years. There's not that pool anymore. We don't have that pool anymore. And it's going to take time to get there. And for me, these guys have done it right. There was never going to be a managerial announcement. Like, I heard earlier Dazzler saying that, like, if he was the number one candidate and he wanted the job, then why has it not been announced before now? It was never going to be announced before the takeover had been announced, which was last Friday. Come Sunday, Niles Coffin was away. And then literally by the Thursday, we've got the new manager in. They still have to go through like the due diligence, and obviously, like, you know, there was the hype about Gerrard coming back and Ancelotti, but see if you stuck Martinelli at the end of his name and not Russell Martin, the same fans that are moaning about him now would be the same fans moaning because he's too foreign. We need a British manager in. I think the fans need to lower their expectations, and I get it. Do you know, we're Rangers, we want nothing more than to be winning, you know, like season after season and competing season after season. But right now we're in a process and we need to trust that process.
What's success for you, Lorraine, in terms of Rangers next season?
Don't get me wrong, success for me will be getting closer to Celtic and winning silverware, for sure.
And what's the minimum you would take from next season in terms of Russell Martin and the club?
A cup double.
Hold on, I just get shot down in flames for that.
But, you know, that's my heart, that's my supporter talking, you know, like, that's my fan talking. That, listen, the fan talking in me wants us to win a treble next season, but like, realistically, I know that's probably not going to happen. But at the same time, I trust the process. And it's like, I think, Marv, was it you that said that if we get, you know, like, closer to Celtic and, you know, we get into cup finals and stuff, then that's, like, no, sorry, no success, but it's progress for us. Because look at what we've done this season.
How tough is it to get a fan base to buy into a process like that when, you know, supporters want instant success. They want to see results straight away. They want their team to win trophies. If, you know, this is being seen as a, you know, a process by Andrew Kavanagh, 49ers Enterprises, Russell Martin being brought in, the structure of the club, how tough is it to try and shift the mindset of a support and maybe say it's not about short-termism, it's about looking further in the future and the sustainability of the club?
Yeah, it is difficult, as Lorraine said there, because, you know, Rangers fans want to win trophies. That's ultimately what they're in the game for. But I think if they can see an identity in terms of what Rangers are doing, because as I said, for the last couple of years, it's been away from them. You didn't know what Rangers were going to turn up. You didn't know how they were going to attack, how they were going to play. It changed from week to week. I think if they can see a structure in terms of Rangers on the pitch and how they're going about their business, I think that will buy you more time. And ultimately, if they see it breaking down at times and they're losing goals and they might draw games or lose games, and they're saying, do you know what, we're trying to do the right things. We are getting better. We are progressing with that. I think that will definitely buy you time. And that's something that I definitely believe that Russell Martin will bring. Say what you want about him. He will definitely bring a footballing identity to Rangers Football Club. Whether you like it or you don't like it, you will know what to expect from Rangers. You know what they're, exactly what they're trying to do. He said it before, the high-speed run and all these other things that his clubs have always done. They'll work hard. And ultimately, it's if they can put the ball in the back of the net at one end and keep it out at the other.
Well, thank you to Lorraine. Still another hour to get your calls in. 01419511025. But we're going to play this first.
Music's not playing, we're not playing.
Beat the pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Gord DL, I want a bold statement from you.
I've already given you one.
If you're playing Beat the Pundit tonight, are you going to win?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we'll see if it happens then. He needs to
make him play.
Yeah. Well, hold on a minute. I'll see how I go over the season and then I'll take it from there. Of course I'm going to win. I'm a winner. I win trophies.
Well, if you want to put Gordon DL in his place.
I've got a minus percent.
Genuinely, he's played three times this summer and he's won one and lost two. So if you want to pile the misery on Gordon DL, or it might be Marvin Bartley, give us a call before 7 o'clock, 01419511025.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141-951-1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the second hour of tonight's extended Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Russell Martin is the new Rangers head coach. We want to hear your thoughts. 0141-951-1025. Scotland are in action tomorrow night as well. That one's kind of crept up on us, this international break. They've got a friendly against Iceland. Maybe you've got some thoughts on that a bit later on. We can get round to it. 0141-951-1025. But let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
You've got Marvin to thank for the fact that this is now a proper summer league. He wasn't playing it unless we were making it competitive. But and the only reason was because you lost on night one and he was on night two, so it meant that he would go top of the table if he won. He did win, but then a miracle happened last night. Did you hear this?
Oh,
Ross, Ross McCormack won 4-0 and is now top of the table. That's on point difference ahead of you, Marvin.
That's how Mickey Mouse is. McCormack,
yeah.
You know what I mean? One victory.
Friendly league, yeah. Yeah, he should never be up there.
I think he's going to turn down every summer show from now on. So he's trying to stay up there.
By the way, he sent me a
did he actually just send a text out to everyone?
Oh, he's excited. A photograph of the mic.
Rob in Drumchapel is going to be up. Who would you rather play, Gordon or Marvin?
Oh, after Gordon's statement he made about Russell Martin there, it's got to be him, isn't it?
See, I'm agreeing with Rob. I like that, Rob. I'll be wishing you the best of luck as well, mate.
Reckon you can take him?
Going by his past record, I think I've got a shout, mate.
Rob, do you remember I got 7 last week? 7, mate. And there was only 6 questions. That showed you how good I was.
Listen, mate,
you forgot the other 2 games this summer where you've lost.
Yeah, I lost, yeah. Have you got him in that car, Rob?
Say again?
Have you got him in that car? You get help?
No, mate, it's a 2-seater.
Ah, well, you better stop and invite somebody in. You'll need it.
All right, mate, no bother.
It will be heads for Gordon DL, tails for Marvin Bartley. Tails for Marvin Bartley.
That's not... It's heads here, tails there.
I'm always heads, you're tails.
No, that's so wrong. But it's the seat and it's heads here, tails there.
It's the luck of the coin, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Once you name it and flip it, doesn't matter.
This is the second time you've done this.
Okay.
Dazzler bottled it, by the way.
Rob, you're right, mate.
Rob, hold on, hold on.
Couple of things. Working together.
I didn't toss the coin, my friend. Right, so I can't bottle it. Do you know what I mean? I hope, for once, I hope the big man puts you away, because I'm joining in with him when he mocks you.
Right, we'll put some...
Because you're going to put me away, that's how.
I hope he gets a donut.
Right, we'll put some greatest hits radio in the ear of Marvin Bartley, so we can't hear. Rob, it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well if you're struggling to save a bit of time. Is that all good?
All good, mate.
Let's do it. Russell Martin represented which national team?
Scotland.
How many FA Cups has Kieran Tierney won?
One.
Celtic have released their own version of which shoe brand?
Adidas.
What team connects Charlie Adam, Calvin Ramsey and Danny Wilson?
Blackpool.
Who was Rangers manager on this day 2 years ago?
Michael Beale.
Cormac Park is the training ground of which club?
Pass.
True or false, Falkirk are the only Scottish team to break the world transfer record?
True.
Okay, let's bring Marvin Bartley back in, ready to go.
You'll get every one of them correct. They're easy. They're easy. Pressure. I'll tell you right now.
He says that every time.
Yeah, I'm not listening to him.
Easy. Go for it.
Let's do it. Russell Martin represented which national team?
Scotland.
How many FA Cups has Kieran Tierney won?
One.
Celtic have released their own version of which shoe brand?
Shoe? Pass. No idea.
What team connects Charlie Adam, Calvin Ramsey and Danny Wilson?
Liverpool.
Who was Rangers manager on this day 2 years ago?
Clermont.
Cormac Park is the training ground of which club?
Aberdeen.
True or false, Falkirk are the only Scottish team to break the world transfer record?
True.
Who scored Scotland men's team's last goal?
Come on. Scott McTominay.
Who do you think you got on, Rob?
I think you went a wee bit faster with him, mate.
He was just answering the questions quicker, that was all.
It was your silence that was the problem there, Rob.
Right, let's...
Okay, mate.
He was writing his answers down.
Right, let's go through them. Russell Martin represented which national team? Nice, easy one to start off with. You both said Scotland. One all. How many FA Cups has Kieran Tierney won? You both said one.
Two.
You both get a point. It is one. He won it in 2020 with Arsenal. Celtic have released their own version of which shoe brand?
It must be Brendan Rodgers' shoes. What was him? Tom Ford?
Oh, that's when he was talking about his... You think Celtic have released their own Tom Ford?
Ah, that'd be nice.
Adidas Sambas. Adidas, we will take. Rob got it.
Oh, Martin well Bartley done, Rob.
Didn't. So it's got Sambas. 3-2 to Rob. Uh-oh. Which team connects Charlie Adam, Calvin Ramsey and Danny Wilson?
Liverpool.
Rob said Blackpool. Liverpool. You said Liverpool. Liverpool is correct. 3-3. Who was Rangers manager on this day 2 years ago? You went for Philippe Clement. That was too recent. Rob.
Beale.
Went for Michael Beale. 4-3 to Rob. Cormac Park is the training ground
Aberdeen.
For which club?
Aberdeen.
Aberdeen is correct. Rob didn't get it. It goes 4-4. What a game this is. True or false, Falkirk are the only Scottish team to break the world transfer record. 100%
true, that is.
100% true, Gordon Dale says.
I'll tell you what, I'll bet my full reputation on true.
I mean, your reputation's not great. You're not going to get a whole lot there.
I'm going to lose it. Right. False.
I'll tell you what, I will work for nothing if that's wrong.
I'm so gutted it's true. I'm so gutted it's true. You both got it right as well.
Oh,
so it
no.
goes 5-5. It's a great game. Marvin got one more question in. Who scored Scotland men's team's last goal? It was a penalty.
Oh, no.
Against Greece. And it was Scott McTominay.
Yes! Oh, Rob, what's the game, mate?
An injury time winner for Marvin Bartley.
Oh, I'm delighted for
tremendous,
that.
Tremendous, by the way. When you said it's a penalty, I was thinking, oh, no.
I tell you what, that would have been 6-0 against the
Dazzler. Oh, no, mate. Mate, you heard me knocking them out there, left, right, and in fact, you'd have probably got 5, I'd have probably got 7 there, mate. No problem at all. I tell you what, you've done well to get 5.
Five is a good effort.
Five is very good.
Yeah.
Unlucky, Rob. It's no signed ball for Rob, and Marvin Bartley takes it to 2 wins from 2.
On top of the league.
Back to the top
good
of
game.
The league. Get texting Ross McCormack right
he'll
now.
Yeah, definitely. He'd be raging.
What's that I hear in the background? Oh, yeah, he's just been vomiting.
Yes, thank you.
A big 5 and he's got a...
Thank you to Rob. We'll go back to your calls shortly. Let's hear a bit more from Russell Martin. He says he wants supporters to forget his short stint at the club as a player.
I wasn't quite in the right place physically to do as well as I possibly could, and it was a difficult time for the club. So also that comes into the equation as well. I have to be really honest. So I'm desperate to show a different version of myself here than I did previously. And I hope people judge us on, and judge me in particular, on this moment and not when I was a player here a while ago, because it's very, very different.
How much, if at all, do you think his playing stint at Rangers maybe comes into the consciousness of Rangers fans if they aren't feeling positive about it? Is it something that should be considered? And if they are considering it, then, you know, do you feel that it is something that's maybe he's been judged on?
I don't think there's any link between the two. I don't think it should be considered. Whether he was a good player or a bad player for Rangers doesn't mean whether he's going to be a good or bad manager for them. I think you can only judge him on his managerial career today and how well ultimately he now does with Rangers. I think if you want to be negative about the appointment, then obviously you're going to look for negative things. And like you said there, his playing stint wasn't great at all at the football club. Wasn't a good time for the football club. But I don't think there'll be many Rangers fans out there saying, he didn't do well for us as a player. That means as a manager, he's going to fail.
He said something earlier on today that was quite interesting that I don't think I've really heard a head coach, a manager say before, that essentially he feels that his playing career was almost just a precursor to becoming a coach or becoming a manager, that he felt that essentially that was what he was always meant to do, that was his destiny, and becoming a player was just kind of, you know, part of the process of getting to that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he recognised what sort of a, you know, level of a football player he was, and basically away from the training, picking up, you know, tips and watching other managers and looking at the way they manage coaching, for instance, he probably have started that in his playing career. I totally agree with Marv. Whether he had a great time at Rangers or a player or a bad time, it's absolutely nothing to do with coming in and managing.
But do you think that maybe does just creep into, wrongly or rightly, the consciousness
then,
of some?
I would
supporters.
Advise every Rangers fan to forget about that, because that is wrong. You can't judge, because it's two different jobs. Right, as a player, you go out there, you get criticised as part of a team. You're now on the dugout, the most responsible person in that time between 3 o'clock or whatever, a midday kickoff, a evening kickoff. You're the most responsible guy there. You're an individual with your staff to help you, give you a little bit of backing. So it's completely different. You're making decisions. You're making tactical decisions. You're making substitutions. On a pitch, you're making a decision of a tackle or whether he should go and pick someone up or drop deep or whatever it may be. Two completely different jobs. I hope the Rangers fans don't do that. I think that the Rangers fans should concentrate solely on what he brings as a head coach to the club.
Let's go back to the phones. Willie is in Cumnock. Willie, is when you heard that news this morning about the appointment, how were you feeling about it?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It wouldn't have been my first choice simply because Angelotti looked as if he was going to be the man, but it would have been one hell of a gamble, because he's never managed. All right, he's worked under his feather, and his feather's this, that, and the next thing. But again, his feather's only a genius because he's got a pot of money. Same with Mourinho and all the rest of them. I mean, if you look what Alec McLeish done at Ibrox when he was working in a shoestring budget, that proves how good a manager he was.
But do these managers not need to do well at other clubs and work their way up and show that they're good managers before they get to manage the big clubs?
Sorry to interrupt you, but the bottom line is, he brought Southampton up. Now, you're going on about the Premier League, right? Okay, he went back down. You're talking hundreds and hundreds of millions of pounds. I mean, it's monopoly money compared to, like, say, up here. The guy's managed a team. He can set up a team. He was a reasonably good player. He was not a bad centre-half for Scotland when he was fit. Give the guy a chance, get behind him, and see all these clowns that's phoning up that Hoffenheim could dispel Rangers. And Gordon Dale knows what I'm talking about, right? I'm going to way back before John Gregg, when Wallace was there and all the rest of it.
I thought he was meaning you couldn't spell Rangers.
I'm thinking it's a digit capital.
You know what I'm talking about, Gordon. You know that, mate. But the bottom line is, get behind the guy. The guy's got the job. Give him a chance.
Willie, I'm all for you. Listen, I totally agree with you. I think that he's been given the opportunity now. He knows the size of the job that's ahead. I'm not too sure where I'm with this argument, because people say, well, he's managed before. Clement came into the building and managed before, right? Great record abroad. Came in with a good reputation, strong leader, strong manager, everything about him, and failed, right? So I don't buy into whether you've managed or not. Steven Gerrard come in, what was his credentials? Under 18 coach at Liverpool, won the most important league for Rangers. So It's what he does from now until next season, and I think then the Rangers fans will judge him. I totally agree with Willie. I think that whether you're disappointed in the appointment or not, it's a new adventure going forward. It's a new takeover. There's money getting invested. The club's going in a different direction. Top to bottom looks a lot better now. Rangers fans always had this thing against the board that wasn't getting run right, and the problems that was happening there. Rangers seem to have sorted all this out. Top to bottom, that's how a good club works. They brought in a manager that's not everyone's first choice, but I think that every Rangers fan going along to pre-season games, and if he starts winning games and it starts looking good, like everybody else, he'll eventually turn them round. But it's a simple thing of football, and Marv will tell you, well, he's been in the hot seat. You've got to win football games.
How big a job does he have, Willie?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, come on. I thought he was a great man. My brother and I went to a thing in the Armadillo. It was a one-off, right? It was a Rangers thing. Big Buckland was there. It was Jim White that hosted it. And Souness actually stood on the stage, and he says, and they said to him, "What would you say to Paul Clement?" And he said, "There's only one thing I'll say." And he actually swore, "I won't swear." And he says, "Just one. All you have to do is one." But he actually swore, and Souness doesn't swear. And that's what it's all about. And Gordon will tell you, that's the first thing you've got to do. And it's the same as Celtic. They must win every game. A draw is no good enough. You know what I mean? As Hugh Keevan says, it's a disaster, a couple of games away from being a disaster. All I'm saying to other Rangers fans that's listening, the true Rangers fans, the actual supporters that go and pay and buy the club, buy the merchandise, buy the season ticket, but myself and all the rest of the guys that went for years and years and years, and I'll be 65 in July, right? The bottom line is, give the guy a chance. He's got the job. Get behind him.
Well, thank you to Willie. What about Jim in Partick?
Hi, good evening, lads.
Hello.
Evening, Jim.
Hi. I've got one point I want to ask your opinion on, and it's Europe. Now, I retire this year. I'm 63 years of age, and I've supported Rangers all my life. And we were in a final in 2008 in Europe. We were in a final in 2022, and we're in the quarterfinals this year. And maybe for an 18, 19, 20-year-old, looking back in 2008, they might not have all that much your memory of that, but I've got huge memories of that. I was there. So I think the thing is, for me, is what credentials has Russell Martin got in terms of improving Rangers' record in Europe? Not only improving the record, but actually improving Rangers as a whole in terms of what they're doing in the league.
Europe hasn't really been the problem, has it, Martin? I think with the priority that Kevin Thelwell and Patrick Stewart will be looking for, and Russell Martin is improving the domestic record and improving the performances and the results against the sides that are maybe in the bottom half of the table, or teams that Rangers are expected to win against.
Yeah, exactly. And listen, I've said it so many times on the show today, and I've said it before about them wanting an identity and Russell Martin ticking the box for that, because the teams do have one. So, like you said there, it's about the other teams. You know, if you look at Rangers' record, you know, head-to-head with Celtic, they did very, very well this season. It was against the other teams. You know, you got Motherwell came there and beat them, I think St Mirren. You know, Hibs went to Ibrox and beat them. So it's about playing against the rest of the league. You know, the rest of the league, can we beat these teams? Can we make sure that we're set up to beat these teams to give ourselves the best chance of winning silverware? And ultimately, this season, Rangers dropped far too many points against the lesser teams, so-called lesser teams, in this league. And that can't happen. So Russell Martin understands that. I don't get this whole thing in terms of Europe and what credentials does he have, because he's not managed in Europe yet. So ultimately, Russell Martin could turn around and say, I'm unbeaten in Europe. How many other managers at Rangers Football Club have been that? Because
but then you can say that because he has zero experience, it'll be brand new to him, so he then has to take adjusting to it. And the most important European games that Rangers have this season are the very first games this season, where Rangers need to negotiate very important qualifiers to try and get into the Champions League, to get into that, you know, get that Champions League money. If he doesn't have the experience of working his way in European ties and qualifiers, can that work against him when the games are so vital?
No, but ultimately it's football. We're talking about setting up against teams that he'll do his due diligence on. He'll set Rangers up in a way, he'll know about the team's weaknesses and their strengths, and he'll set his team up to beat them. He's managing the English Premier League. Are you saying that Rangers are going to play against better teams than Liverpool or an Arsenal or Manchester City in the qualifiers? I don't think so. You know, so he understands what needs to be done. So just saying to him, oh, he's not managing Europe, he doesn't understand how to play against those teams. Of course, he'll have an understanding of how he wants to go about playing football. Same way he will domestically. They'll be slightly different in Europe as Rangers have this season. I think he just needs to be given a chance. As I said, if you want to find negativity in the Russell Martin appointment, it's there for all to see. But he's not, ultimately, he's not had a game yet as Rangers manager. He has to give him time and then see how he goes. That's the only way forward now because the club have decided to go with him.
Are you asking the question, Jim, because that is a concern of yours?
Well, it's an overall concern in terms of the league as well. I was listening to another show today. I don't know whether I'm allowed to say it. Alan Brazil and Alan McCoy, so they were talking about the Championship and the fact that he managed Swansea. I think it was Norwich or whatever. Or he played for Norwich and he managed yep. Southampton and he managed to bring them up. You know, those teams in the Championship are not the same as managing Rangers. When you look at you're looking at Champions League spots and you're looking at trying to progress in Europe, and if you're wanting to generate money for the club to buy players, then ultimately that is a huge responsibility for a manager, and I don't feel that he has the credentials to be able to do that. The other issue that I've got is that in terms of his playing style, there was all this talk about him playing out from the back, and I watched the Champions League final, and Inter tried to play out for the back, and they were absolutely hounded, and they ended up getting beat 5-0. Now, they play a similar style to Russell Martin, where they play out for the back. I've watched Butland, I've watched Tavernier, I've watched Suter. They don't play out from the back. They can't. It's as simple as that.
It's a pertinent point that Jim makes. Are the players that Rangers have in the building at the moment, are they capable of playing this style that Russell Martin wants them to play, do you feel?
Well, if Russell Martin's going to stick to his beliefs and that's his style, then Russell Martin, if he doesn't think that, as Jim said, Tavernier and people like that, maybe Suter or whoever's in the back four, Butland, if they can't do it, then he needs to get players in that he can do it.
Or adjust his style, no? I think he would have learnt at Southampton that he tried to play the same way from the Championship to the Premiership.
Yeah.
There is no way he's going to make that mistake again. We talk about managers evolving. Southampton trying to play from the back, as Jim said there, speaking about Inter Milan. Southampton were getting robbed of the ball in their defensive third and opposition was scoring. There is no way that Russell Martin is going to come to Rangers Football Club and say, I'm going to do exactly what I did at Southampton, knowing or believing he doesn't have the players to do so.
But no disrespect. You're not playing against teams like Liverpool's mm-hmm. and Arsenal's, and you talk about Inter Milan, you know, they're trying to play out the back. You'd PSG with young players, really with energy, fire, everything, desire, going and closing them down. Brilliant, brilliant players. No disrespect to Scottish football. I don't think you're going to find that a lot. And a lot of teams that come to Ibrox usually drop off and let Rangers dictate the ball where they can go and play for the back. My big thing is, and I think every Rangers fan will be looking at this as well, and it will come up in the coming weeks, let me guarantee you that, is will he keep James Tavernier as his captain? Because I think Rangers fans are already sitting asking that question.
Do you think that will change? Because I think that question comes up every single time a new manager or a new head coach is appointed at Rangers, and it doesn't really ever tend to be a consideration.
I think it's very difficult to change your captain unless they end up leaving the football club. I think it'd be tough to go in there as a new manager and say, right, I'm taking the captaincy off you and I'm giving it to another player, but I still want you to stay here. So that's obviously something that Russell Martin and the rest of his staff need to decide on. Is James Tavernier their captain going forward, or do they want James Tavernier still at the football club? If he is to stay at the football club, I believe he'll stay as a captain. But obviously, if they want to change a captaincy, then I think you have to get him out of the club as well.
Well, thank you to Jim. After the break, we're going to get the lowdown on Russell Martin's time at Southampton.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Still time to get your calls in on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Maybe you've got some more opinions on the appointment of Russell Martin. Maybe you want to change topic as well. We're open to that. 0141 951 1025. But let's get the inside scoop, shall we, on Russell Martin's time at Southampton. A lot has been said about his time there. We're going to speak to Martin Stark from the Total Saints podcast. Thanks for taking the time to join us, Martin. How are you?
No worries. Yeah, good. How are you? How's it all gone down?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. We've had some mixed opinions, I would say, on the phones tonight on Russell Martin's appointment. Just first of all, how do Southampton fans reflect on his time at the club?
Two different parts, really. You've got to think back to when he came into the club. We'd just been relegated. The club was a mess. He did a great job of rebuilding the team. He instilled some belief into the squad. You can't argue. He's a great man manager. He built a team that wanted to play for each other. And the aim in that first season was to get Southampton promoted. And he did. If you scratch below the surface a bit, you can argue, well, we finished fourth and we went up by the playoffs. But ultimately, it was about getting back in the Premier League. And that's what we did. It was after that, the Premier League, which it kind of left a bit of a sour taste. And there are lots of different contributing factors to that. I don't think it's just the Russell Martin style of football. He was let down by the recruitment and just didn't have a squad that was good enough, really.
There has been a lot of criticism of his time in the Premier League. Obviously, the record gets thrown at him of one win in 16. People talking about him not being adaptable enough, still using the style that he was using in the Championship with players that couldn't really compete in the Premier League. Is that a fair criticism?
It is fair. I mean, it wasn't without its problems in the Championship. I mean, it started well. We had three wins and a draw in the first four games. And then I think we got thumped by Sunderland and Leicester. And we were starting to think if we'd win again. And then we went on a 25-game unbeaten run, which was phenomenal. And we all enjoyed that. And we scored 87 goals, but we conceded 63. And the difference was in the Championship, you could get away with playing out from the back most of the time. But in the Premier League, it was a different beast completely. And it was ruthless. And he just didn't have the quality of players to play. I think the thing about him not being adaptable is often thrown at him. But actually, we did see different formations and he did change it up. And I think of like the playoffs, we had the big game at home against West Brom. We had Leeds as well at Wembley. And he did bring in different formations just to try and adapt to the team that we were playing. And it was just the principles and of his style of football that he was wedded to, which ultimately were his undoing at Southampton.
There's been a lot of talk about, you know, attacking football, possession-based football, but you mentioned those statistics in terms of goals conceded. Was that a concern for Southampton fans, whether it was the way the defence were set up or mistakes were made due to the style of play that the players were told to play?
Yeah, it was largely down to the style of play. If you watch back most of those goals, a lot of the goals were mistakes and players getting caught out at the back. But you knew in the Championship, if you were going to concede two goals, there was a chance you might be able to score four because, you know, by and large, our squad was better and our players were better. So it was just when we came up into the Premier League and you're making the same mistakes week in, week out. And that was when I think the fans just had enough. We're like, something's got to change now. This is clearly not working. He wasn't going to move away from his principles. And you can argue, why should he? If you look at Vincent Kompany at Burnley, they went down bottom of the Premier League, and then he's gone on and got one of the top jobs in Europe and won a trophy this year. So there's nothing to say that it's not going to work at Rangers. I hope the squad are more athletic. I hope they're more talented than some of the players that we had. And if they are, then I think he's got every chance of making it a success.
Rangers also go into 95% of domestic games, you know, expected to win, having a bigger budget than most other teams in the country, having better players than most other teams in the country. Does Russell Martin's brand of football, style of football, do you feel that'll be, you know, better suited to a team that have those attributes over their opponents?
I think he probably will, yeah. If you look at some of the players he brought in at Southampton, he tended to go for some of the players that he knew, some of the players that he trusted, and he assembled a good squad for the Championship, and I'd imagine he'd be able to do the same. The problem with the Premier League, of course, is you've got the top 17 teams that are ring-fenced that can spend as much money as they like, and it is always going to be difficult. And if you're coming up like Southampton did, you have to make sure that every single player you recruit is good enough and will improve the squad. And we just had an absolute nightmare in terms of recruitment. You know, 90% of the players that they brought in the summer weren't good enough and didn't make the squad stronger. And I think that was ultimately his undoing. So I think with Rangers, I think it could work. I wish him all the best. He genuinely comes across as a nice guy. I know he's probably done his first interviews today. I wonder how many times the word brave has been used. He liked that one a lot. I think on the podcast, we said we were terrible, but he said the players were brave. And yeah, there'd be a few strange team selections along the way. Get used to the best player being left out for no apparent reason. You know, that happened quite a bit. But I honestly think it can work with the right players, and if he gets a good few wins under his belt to start off with, I think you'll enjoy it.
Was that a bit of a common theme, that there maybe were those decisions being made that left supporters scratching their heads at times?
Certainly towards the end, yeah. When you're on a 25-game unbeaten run in the Championship, you're not really questioning these things so much, are you? But when you're struggling to get a win in the Premier League and you just want to see your team maybe score a goal or get a draw even, then you do start to over-analyse stuff. And I think that was something which didn't help him towards the end, that's for sure.
Just in terms of his relationship with the supporters, how he came across in the media generally, was that positive, or did it just kind of go with the results, that as it quite often does in football, that supporters were with him when results were going well, and then, you know, not with him when results were going badly?
Yeah, he came across as a really nice guy. He's always well spoken, as I'm sure the Rangers fans have seen today. He's got a lot of stuff he does for his Russell Martin Foundation. He played in a charity game not long before he was sacked. He just seems like a really nice guy, and everybody was willing it to work for him in the Premier League. And I think the credit that he earned by getting us up meant that he was kept in position a little bit longer than he should have been. And maybe things have been different if we'd have pulled the trigger sooner. But I think he can be a little bit prickly after a defeat. I can remember some of the media challenging some of his selections and his styles. And I remember him being a little bit prickly at times. But, on the whole, really nice guy. And as I say, a good man manager. And I think he'll certainly galvanise the dressing room, and you know that everybody will be behind him and on board.
Well, thank you very much to Martin. That was Martin Stark from the Total Saints podcast, giving us the insight into Russell Martin's time at Southampton. What did you take away from that, Marvin?
Two of the main takeaways was he said that his signings weren't great, and now he's a head coach, he'll be helped with that. So in terms of the Rangers structure, it works. Good coach, good man manager. So as a head coach, there are two things, again, that are going to be massively important to him. So, you know, in terms of what Martin was saying and what he saw at Southampton, you know, as I said there, his biggest weakness, I think, has now been taken away from him. We'll get more help with that. And then his biggest strengths are going to, you know, suit perfectly for being the head coach. So I think it was a really good interview. No, really good.
The relationship with the players is going to be a big one, because if you're going to have, you know, a radical change of style, if Rangers haven't really had that discernible style of play, Russell Martin comes in, has this clear idea. He really needs that buy-in from the players from the first day of pre-season, doesn't he?
Yeah, as much as if you're getting a head coach, you want to improve players tactically, you want to set everything up. I think Marv will tell you the most important thing for a head coach, stroke manager, is man management. How you manage your players. You've got to keep that dressing room right. You've got to keep it on side. Everybody going down the same direction. Everybody singing off the same hymn sheet. Everything going forward, working together as a unit. And that's so important. That comes within a dressing room. So if I was a Rangers fan tonight sitting listening to that, I'd be quite happy with that, because I think that's a very, very strong positive for him.
Well, let's speak to James, who's a Rangers fan in East Kilbride. James, what are you thinking tonight?
Hi, how you doing? What I was looking at was the Russell Martin point tonight, and a lot of people are upset about it, the style of football and the way they're going direction-wise. Now, they've sat and say about his Swansea record, NK Dons. Now, if I actually remember rightly, and I do actually, as a Rangers fan, admire Brendan Rodgers when he done the Swansea job. Right, they got him on the Liverpool job. But they were both playing the same pragmatic football, trying to play ball for the back, the rest of it. But Brendan Rodgers came up winning zero trophies until he got to Celtic.
It's a difference that Brendan Rodgers had that bit more experience. You say he got that move to Liverpool. He was there for, was it three odd years? Didn't win the title, obviously, but got close to winning a title with Liverpool. He's, you know, he moved that step on after that time at Swansea.
Yeah, actually, I agree. Because I remember, I've got to be honest, I even remember Rodgers when he was a job before at Reading, and then came up for Watford at Swansea. Then up because the football was out. I actually took Martinez's job at Swansea. Excuse me. Right, and it kept the system going. And it was Liverpool to take a chance on him. So if Russell Martin's taking the same kind of steps and get to the bottom level of the Premier League in England, why can't Rangers take a chance on Russell Martin?
Well, it's not why can't they take a chance. They have taken a chance on him. They've appointed him the manager for 3 years and a contract today. So they believe that, like James, that he's the right man. He can, use that experience. Now, managers will tell you that you probably learn more from your bad days than your good days. And we heard the was it Martin that was on the podcast talking about, well, when you're going along this ride, 25 games undefeated, nobody cares the players you pick. Nobody cares the formation. Nobody's interested in the substitutions. You're just loving it. You love that feeling. It's when you start losing games that everything's questioned. So Russell Martin's probably sat back now and taking time after the situation in the Premier League, and he's learned probably more than he'll have ever learned. So for me, that's a positive as well. So I keep saying it, we don't know what he's going to bring. But the one thing I do believe is you can't judge him until he's been in, put his stamp on it, put his authority on it, and then take it from there. Then results will judge if it's a right call or a bad call.
Do you think he'll be a success, James?
I think so, because like, even what Gordon said there, he was talking, I can't remember what it was I heard earlier on, somebody would have to want two bad centre-halves and a bad midfielder, right? And I sort of agree with that. But it's more to get the balance. But I do actually agree with him, he probably have to get a balance somewhere. But I still going to think he's going to play decent football.
Yeah, I think the previous caller was saying they wanted a, was it nasty was the word they used, in terms of like a sort of old school central defender, a couple of them in midfielders. That doesn't really seem like Russell Martin's style, does it?
No, I don't think that's the style Rangers are going to go with, is it? You know, so as James says there, you know, they want to play good football, they want to win games. Gordon said it earlier on in the show, it's not just about winning games of football at Rangers, you have to win them with a certain style, and that's what they'll be going for. Like you say, his transfers are going to be interesting, all the players they bring into the football club, because they're going to have to bring players, and there's no doubt about it. Another thing Martin said was Southampton weren't very athletic, so he's hoping that Rangers had that. I don't really think Rangers are really athletic. When you look across some of the players, I don't think they cover the ground particularly well. So I imagine they'll be at the top of the list of, in terms of players he wants to bring into the football club. But again, we've said it throughout the show, you have to give this man a chance. He's been given the job. It's the reason he's been given the job. And I actually think he'll do really well at Rangers Football Club.
Thank you to James. Final call to get your thoughts in. 01419511025.
This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, Gordon DL and Marvin Bartley here with me, Andrew McLean, in the studio. Let's hear a bit more from today's press conference, shall we? Starting with new sporting director Kevin Thelwell. He says Russell Martin is the best man for the job.
Through a very stringent and very thorough process, it was clear right from the very start to all of us that Russell was the outstanding candidate, and we're absolutely delighted that he's decided to join us. He's had a strong career now, over 250 games, both as a manager and as a head coach, and I think we can all see over the course of that journey, he's sharpened his approach, not only from a technical perspective, a tactical perspective, but also from a personal perspective. I'm delighted that he's going to join us. I'm very excited to see what he's going to bring to Rangers Football Club and the team, and very much looking forward to working with him going forwards.
Jim is a Rangers fan in Kilmarnock. Jim, are you happy with the appointment?
Yeah, I'm happy. I think the point of listening to his interviews and stuff like that. I'm a bit embarrassed though. I'm higher with my fellow Rangers fans. Gordon DL, you were kind of making comments earlier on and making a wee bit of a song and dance about the guy not committing to winning the treble in the Champions League next season. He's coming into a team that finished 17 points behind Celtic. He's coming into a team that's going to need a massive rebuild and massive amount of signings for a new team, new owners. I think we need the media, the Rangers fans need to give the guy a wee bit of slack here and give him a chance to come in. He done bad in the Premiership, but so did Postecoglou last season. So did Steven Gerrard. But the Rangers fans were screaming at the rooftops when he came in. They were screaming at the rooftops to get him back in. And you got a point, Gordon, as well. The Rangers fans aren't going to be happy. It's quite clear on social media when you hear your phone in and stuff like that. Yeah, the Rangers fans aren't going to be happy. But they were happy when we brought in Gerrard, Beal, Clermont and Van Bronckhorst. Maybe the Rangers fans, we don't really know what we're talking about, and we should leave these decisions to the guys that's running the clubs and give the guy time. He's not been in long enough to appeal, and the fans want him out the door already. I think we need to cut the guy a wee bit of slack and just let him do the job that he's brought in for. The comments on social media and some of the phone-ins and stuff are embarrassing.
Yeah, I don't know why you're having a dig at me, because I never mentioned trebles. I only said they had to win the Europa League. I'm only kidding. I said that his first year, I think he's got to win a bit of silverware, Jim. Right? That's only my personal opinion. I think because of the negativity, as you touched on there, of him coming into the building, the new backing, everything going forward for Rangers. I don't think Rangers fans will sit next year, and I know the argument is, well, what if he finishes closer to Sheldon? What if he gets the cup fair? I totally take that on board, right? But I don't think, with the way Rangers are now planning, the way they're put their from top to bottom into place, the new investment coming in for the 49ers, Russell Martin comes in as the new head coach, I don't think Rangers fans will accept one more season without a bit of silverware. I'm not talking about winning a double, a treble or whatever. I'm talking about if he gets off to a good start, if he closes that gap in Celtic, if he wins games and fans are buying into it and he wins a cup, I think that would be brilliant for Rangers in their first year, 100%. Because it is a bit of a gap to close just now. There's a lot of work to be done. I think Lorraine from next to Ian Kilmarnock was right in when she said that Rangers had been such a mess for years, they have to start slowly building back to where they want to be. I totally take that on board. But with everything, the excitement that Rangers fans have had over the last few weeks, with the negativity about Russell Martin just now, I think he can turn it round, and I totally agree. I think the guy's got to be given every support, every opportunity. But for me this season, he's got to at least win one bit of silverware.
Yeah, we've got to give him a chance. So I sort of a cup or something. Yeah, Gordon, I totally agree with you. It would be good to get a cup. But the guy has got a big, tough job in his hands to come in here and basically starting from scratch. It was like this, kind of similar situation when Gerrard came in 3-4 years ago and had to look, kind of build a team from scratch. So it took him 3 years to win the league. I'm not saying Russell Martin will get 3 years, he's always got a 3 year contract, but I don't think he would get 3 years to win the league. Yeah, we've got to win something, but just the negativity needs to change. It's quite embarrassing for some of the way.
The only thing I'll say that, Jim, is okay, I totally take on board, it's a big job and everything, but see, with the new takeover, he's probably got to get more money than most Rangers managers would have in the transfer market, right? He's going to be backed. He's got to be backed. There's no point in him coming in the building if they're not going to back him and believe in him. So I keep going back to it without putting pressure on him, because I'm in the camp of give the guy a chance. Let him see what he's going to bring. But I keep saying it, the negativity of the appointment, and I don't think it's right, I think it's wrong, the negativity of the appointment means that looking at the overall picture, I think Rangers are expecting silverware. I'm not talking doubles, I'm not talking trebles, I'm talking about they'll be looking for some bit of silverware in the trophy cabinet.
There's always going to be external pressure for a new manager, head coach, when they come into a football club. Is there added pressure when this is being seen as a new era for the football club and there's been money put in? Is there that extra bit of expectation that Russell Martin now has that maybe previous Rangers managers didn't have?
Yeah, I think when you're the first one, you know, after a takeover, I definitely agree there'd be more pressure on him. I think the takeover was the most important thing, and when that happened, the Rangers fans were really interested to see who came in as manager. And that's where I think some of the disappointment lays, because they thought they would maybe get a bigger name or somebody a little bit more experienced. But as we keep on saying, ultimately, Russell Martin's been given the job for a reason. I think he's got the right structure now to go out and do his job and do it well. And the biggest thing for him, as Gordon's saying, is to close the gap on Celtic and can you win a cup along the way?
Let's hear from Chief Executive Patrick Stewart, who was also speaking today. He says Russell Martin's ideas fit in with the direction the club want to go in.
Russell's appointment is the culmination of a series of steps we've been working on over the past few months. We started with the football review. This led to several insights and recommendations, including the need to modernise our operations and develop a clear footballing identity. We've now culminated in appointing Russell. And in Russell, we've got a head coach that aligns to the footballing style and identity that we've been developing.
It has, of course, been wall-to-wall Russell Martin tonight, as you'd expect. If one of our two big clubs in Glasgow appoint a manager or a head coach, that's always going to happen. There is a Scotland game tomorrow as well as the international break, Scotland against Iceland, a friendly. Is this sort of good preparation building up to the World Cup qualifiers, just to try and get some good results and Steve Clarke getting some ideas across?
Yeah, get back to it and start building that confidence again, going into big games ahead. He's picked one or two non-caps, so it'll be interesting to see if they get game time. Be interesting to see how he goes about his business tomorrow night. It's a good game for us. Usually we pick very difficult games and Steve Clarke gets judged on the friendlies. But Iceland tomorrow night will be a good game. We're at home. It'll be interesting to see just how he plans out, you know, who's got to give a start to, who's got to look at, is he got to change the formation again, all that sort of thing. So it's planning towards the future. And like I said about Russell Martin, we've got to get behind the Scotland manager tomorrow night.
Steve Clarke was praising the players, their commitment today, because it's been a long season. A lot of the players are coming off the back of, you know, title wins and whatever else, but he's pleased that every single player has turned up. There's been no call-offs and no one pulling out the squad.
It's brilliant, and it shows the togetherness the squad does have, because like you said, you know, in yesteryears, a lot of national teams get towards the end of the season playing in meaningless friendlies and players will pull out. So yeah, he's totally right to back the players' commitments. They obviously want to be there, you know, that they're proud to play for Scotland, they're proud to put the shirt on. And yeah, hopefully we get a lot of Scottish goals tomorrow, because I will be at the game tomorrow with the pro licence cohort, so I can't wait.
Only one win in nine for Scotland in friendlies as well, so Steve Clarke is desperate to try and change that. We'll have plenty more talk about that game tomorrow night. We'll be building up to Scotland against Iceland at Hampden. It will be Roger Hannah in the hot seat. Thankfully for him, he won't be sitting next to Gordon DL, who's just going to rip up his paper right in front of the microphone while he's trying to do his outro. But thank you to Gordon DL, thank you to Marvin Batley, thank you for all your calls, all your messages, and just for listening in at home. Up next, it's Gregor and Lindsay.